God that He is our hiding place, that we can put all of our confidence in Him today. Praise God. I want to say that we appreciate Brother Daryl Hale and Christy Helton, who work helping us with the live stream. And there's nothing easy about technology. Technology is difficult, and we have issues from time to time. But I'm thankful that we are able to do these live stream services. Praise God. I'm going to look in the book of Jude today, and I hope you will follow along with me as we look at a few verses here in the book of Jude. There's only one chapter in Jude, so it's Jude 1, verses 17 through 21. Jude 1, verses 17 through 21. Here's what it says. But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own lust, their own ungodly lust. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, having not the Spirit, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Building up yourself in your most holy faith. Building up yourself. I saw a little short video of a doctor, a young doctor, who was telling about his father. His father was around 70 years old and had always been relatively healthy. He said that he noticed his dad beginning to have some physical problems. And then it got increasingly worse and worse. And examination and different tests that were run, they determined that a virus, now this was not the COVID virus, but that a virus had got into his body and actually into his head and was affecting him. It affected his hearing. It was starting to affect his speech. It was affecting a lot of things. He realized after a lot of medical treatments, a lot of medicines, a lot of things that they attempted to do to help him were unsuccessful. He realized that the only thing that could be done was to somehow strengthen his dad's immune system. That was the only way that he was going to be able. So he set out with a goal to strengthen his father, to strengthen his physical body, his physical resistance and immune system. And he did that. He did that through a lot of different things. Primarily his diet, the type of foods that he was taking in, various vitamins that he was able to take, different things that he did. But gradually he saw his father beginning to regain his strength. And while the medications couldn't stop this attack against his body, his own body, once strengthened, could resist it and fight it off. There's a real spiritual parallel to this, our spiritual lives. We live in a world that is, spiritually speaking, it's a world that is contaminated. It is this world, really, by definition, is just the things of this world, the cosmos, the systems, the arrangement of this world is against God, against the Word of God, opposes everything that is true. So spiritually speaking, all that's going on in our world today, all around us, and always has been, it is dangerous to your spiritual life. It can affect you. It can invade your life and can affect you. We have a lot of warnings in the scripture about the influence of the world. Yet we are living in the world, and Jesus said that we are in the world. He prayed for his disciples. He said, I'm not taking them out of the world, but I'm leaving them in the world, but they're not of the world. That was the word of the Lord himself. While we live in this world, we are not of this world. This world is filled with all kinds of spiritual dangers to our spiritual life. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. He's talking about the cosmos, the way, the arrangement, the systems of this world. He said, I'm not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. And then he gave to us some other warnings, such as Romans 12. Be not conformed to this world, neither the things of this world. And then in Corinthians chapter 2, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. And verse 19 of chapter 3, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. Understand that this world is a dangerous place to your spiritual life. That's why we are commanded in the scripture as a born-again Christian to come out of this world, be separate from the world, and to not be of this present world. But at the same time, that's really what the book of Jude is all about. Jude said, I was going to write of our common salvation. He was going to write another gospel from his perspective, like the four gospels were from the perspective of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. He said, I was going to write a common gospel. I was going to give you the gospel from my perspective. But then he said, it was more needful, more urgent that I speak to you and warn you, exhort you, he said, to contend for the faith. Earnestly contend for the faith. The word there, contend, is a word that was used relative to the Greek games and those that would involve in contest and different competitions and even hand-to-hand type battles and conflict, and like a boxer. And so he's comparing it to the struggles that you might have. And he's saying, earnestly contend for the faith, or you have to be able to fight back. You have to be able to resist. You have to be able to contend against this world. Jesus didn't take us out of the world. As a matter of fact, he said, what I want you to do is be in this world and be salt in the world and be light in the world. He didn't remove us from the world. He put us in the world in a dangerous environment, but he put something inside of us, an ability to be strong enough to resist all of the forces of this world. Amen. So when you became a Christian, you were born again. You became a part of the kingdom of God. You were changed. You were transformed. And you began to build a resistance to the things of this world. I remember some of this information years ago that I learned about when our babies were little, that babies in the first week or two after they're born, when they are nursing, that those first few days they receive an extra power surge of vitamins when they nurse. And they encourage mothers even that are going to put their babies on formula later to make sure that they get that first week or two of just naturally nursing, because there's such a surge of vitamins that they need to be able to build up their immune system. That's the reason why that young Christians, many times, they have such an appetite for the things of God. Young Christians, They want to go to church and be in church a lot. And they have many questions about the Bible because God is putting them this hunger, this desire, newborn babes that desire the sincere milk of the Word. They have this interest, this longing, this appetite for the things of the Lord. So when you become a Christian, then you have an appetite for the things of God. And the things of the world then begin to diminish. And your interest in the world, or at least it should be that way, that you're not, you don't want the competing interest of the world in your life. You separate yourself from those things and you commit yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now Jude says, build up yourself on your most holy faith. You need to be strengthened. You need to be built up. No time greater than now that Christians and the church, we need to strengthen ourselves from the influences and the pull and the power of this world and realize that there's nothing of this world that will help you in your spiritual life. Everything that this world represents opposes God and opposes the things of God. And so this world is just not a place that will promote the life of the spiritual person. And so we are to build up ourselves, strengthen ourselves on our most holy faith. And I want to encourage you today to take some steps to build up your spiritual immune system to the things of this world, the philosophy of this world, the thinking of the world, the ways of the world. Build up a resistance to that so that you take notice of all of those things that are of this world. Another scripture that talks about that one of the signs of spiritual maturity is that by reason of use, you exercise yourself to the point that you know what is good and what is evil. You understand the difference. You can distinguish that which is good and that which is bad. So you are to build up your immune system so that you're sensitive and in tune to that which is evil and you have a desire and a hunger for the things of God. How do you do that? How do you build up yourself? How do you strengthen your spiritual immune system? Well, I think it's pretty simple, but basically it starts with the Word of God. You feed upon God's Word. You spend time with God's Word. And remember that the Word of God is not just another book, but this is God-breathed. It's inspired of God. So every word of this book is inspired. It is the breath of God. And in the breath of God, there is power and there is life. Just like Adam was created, formed out of the dust of the earth, but then God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. That's the power of the breath of God. That's what we have contained in the Word of the Lord. So spend time with God's Word. I'll tell you something that's really a good thing to do. Just a simple little thing that you can do, and that is every day ask the Lord, Lord, give me a scripture. Give me a word. Even if it's just a short part of a scripture, just something that God would give you for that particular day, and you'll be surprised at how God will answer that prayer and speak to you through his word. That same breath that brought life into Adam will bring life into your situation and will strengthen you and help you and build you up. Timothy said, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That's what happens whenever you partake of God's word. I know we're kind of out of our normal pattern. We're normally here Sunday morning, Sunday school, church Sunday night, Wednesday night. We usually have several opportunities to hear the Word of God taught and preached, and that's wonderful. But during this pandemic, We can't forsake the Word of God. We need it now and even more than we have ever needed God's Word. It will strengthen you. It will build you up in your most holy faith. Psalm 19, really the entire psalm is describing the law of the Lord, the statutes of the Lord, and how powerful that they are. It says, more to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Something about God's word that stirs up a hunger and an appetite for the things of God. It says, moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. So God's word infused into our life provides this inner warning system whereby we can be able to resist the efforts of the enemy. And then it says, by them, by taking them, and there is great reward. There's no greater blessing that can come into your life than by spending time feeding on the word of the Lord. Psalm 19 and 12. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. What's the writer saying? He's saying, when I read the word of the Lord, when I take his law and his statutes into my mind and into my heart, then it reveals those secret areas of my life, those errors that I've just overlooked and haven't thought about. But the word of the Lord brings them to the surface. It shows us our heart. It reveals the wickedness of our ways. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Really, that word there, presumptuous, is talking about arrogance and pride. Keep me back from being arrogant and proud and thinking, I've got this. I've got this all in control. I can make it. You can't. You need God. You need his word. You need to feed upon the things of the Lord. You're not above sin. You're not above it. And you can't make it without God and without strengthening yourself, building up yourself in your most holy faith. So I encourage you to do that. In verse 14, it says, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Once you take in God's word, then it becomes your thoughts, your meditation, your conversation. Everything is affected and influenced by the power of the word of God. Hallelujah. Build yourself up. We need to get stronger. There's a lot of things in this world that want to somehow invade our lives. But just like our immune system has to be physically built up, so does our spiritual immune system as well. Another thing is in the physical, you need to take in lots of fluids, a lot of water. As a matter of fact, 92% of your blood is water. 98% of your digestive system is consisted of fluid and water. And so it's really a picture of your whole life being completely consumed and surrounded by the power of the Spirit of God, the power of the Holy Spirit. So be filled with the Spirit and walk in the Spirit and pray in the Spirit. Be under, just be reminded that you were born of the Holy Spirit of God. You were filled with the Spirit, and you are to continue in that, continually filled and strengthened by the power of the Spirit of God. So the Word of God and the Spirit of God in us builds up our spiritual resistance. And we need to build up ourselves by the Word, by the Holy Spirit. Another thing is by prayer. Jude says, beloved, build up yourself, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Well, what is he talking about? You pray, but then when you pray in the Spirit, you pray beyond your natural understanding. You pray beyond your natural abilities, and you pray in the Spirit. Romans 8 and 26, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, our weaknesses, for we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And so through feeding on the word of the Lord, being filled with the Spirit, and through prayer, and even prayer that is in the Spirit, by the Holy Spirit, to be able to say things and do things that, and pray in a way that we could not naturally pray, that builds us up and it strengthens us in the power of the Holy Spirit. Then he says in this text, keep yourself in the love of God. Now, I want you to know that there's not anything you can do to make God love you more than he already does. Or you can't turn off the love of God. I mean, he loves the most wicked and vile person in this world. He loves that man and that woman living in a vile, sinful life. You can't do anything about the love of God. God is love. So what is he talking about then? Keep yourself in the love of God. We know that he loves with an everlasting love. We know that you can't change that. But what you can do is you can position yourself in the love of God. What am I talking about? Well, it's the difference of being out in the sunshine and being in the shade. When you're in the sunlight, you get the full warmth of the sun. You step under the cover of a shade, and it's much, much cooler there. You're not getting the full benefit of the sun. That's what it's talking about. Keep yourself in the love of God. Position yourself. Make sure that you put yourself in a place that you can receive everything that God has for you. And just step into the blessing of the Lord. And stop thinking that you can do this. You know, one of the things that's kind of being promoted during this pandemic is certain different statements, things like, we've got this, or we can do this. And all that is just promoting self-ability, self-sufficiency. The fact is, we can't do it. We can't face it. We can't make it. We don't have the answers. Our survival is not in our own ability. It's as we put our trust in the Lord. So I encourage you to step in the full sunlight of the blessing and the love of God. Keep yourself in the love of God. God's got this. You don't. I don't. But God has got this all under control. Praise God. Building up yourself in your most holy faith. One of the things that we're learning about this virus, and I know there's a lot of information out there. One doctor will say this, and the next doctor says the exact opposite. So I know there's a lot of confusion, but I think it's pretty clear now we're learning that if you stay housed up forever, then your physical immune system is going to weaken. It's going to get weaker and weaker and weaker. And eventually, when you do have to step out, then you're physically going to be very, very susceptible to a lot of different disease, your physical body. The church was never meant to completely avoid the world. We have a part to play in the world. We're not of the world. We're not like the world. We're not conformed to the world. We shouldn't love the world. But we have a certain responsibility to the world, and that is to step out into the world and represent Jesus. As I've already said, we're the salt of the earth. We're the light of the world. We are a sanctifying influence in this world. You remove the church and the world crumbles. If you remove the godly influence, then you can imagine the shape that this world would be. And I am so thankful for many prominent Christians who are out front there speaking up for the Lord and declaring the name of the Lord in the face of accusation and ridicule and even mockery, but yet they're declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ in the middle of all that's going on. Let me tell you, the Bible says that greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. There's something that God has done in us that helps us to be protected from the influence of this world. Our spiritual immune system has to be strengthened. so that we can go out into the world and do what God has called us to do. You know, the Apostle Paul, he was bombarded from every direction. If there's anyone that would have fallen and caved in to all of the things that were going on in the world at his time, it would have been him. But he said, we're troubled on every side. He's just saying, it's coming at me from every direction. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Somehow, Paul went through all of that from every direction, and he not only survived, but he thrived. He thrived, and God used him. He turned the world upside down. Every city, every village, everywhere that he went, he came there and he turned that city upside down. He walked into that place. Many times it was filled with paganism and all kinds of idolatry. And Paul went in and began to preach and declare. It didn't matter if it was Athens or wherever that it was. He went in there and he preached to them and declared the gospel of Jesus Christ. He didn't survive the influences of the world. He walked in and he thrived. He was strong in the spirit and was able to face all the things that were happening in that community. And I do believe physically that it's about time for us to get out of our holes. And I believe that spiritually speaking, it's certainly time for us to step out and speak up and be bold in our proclamation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. What the enemy would love to do is to keep the church holed up full of fear, but God wants us to step out and to become a voice and influence in this particular time that we're in right now. Sure, it's a crisis. Sure, I think that we need to, as much as possible, follow governmental guidelines. But as the opportunities come, then we need to allow the Lord. We can use this time to strengthen ourselves, build ourselves up, so that whenever we are able to step forward, that we're not going to just be meek and mild, but we're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. We're going to be full of the power of God. We're going to step forth and we're going to make an impact upon our world. That's the church that I believe that God wants to empower and to strengthen. So we strengthen ourselves. We build up ourselves on our most holy faith. Praise God. And God wants to work in our lives to accomplish that. Another thing that they suggest for building up your immune system is just physical exercise. Just movement, activity increases your circulation. Your circulation is a disease fighting, sends those white blood cells throughout your body, fighting off disease. Just movement, just exercising. Do you understand that it's time for the church to move? It's time for the people of God to get involved in ministry, in missions, in outreach, that we would stimulate our spiritual life by moving forward, doing things that God has called us to do in these last days. I do believe that these last few weeks have been a time of learning, a time of strengthening and building up ourselves in the things of the Lord. Don't waste this time. Let the Lord speak to you. Let the Lord do a work in you during this time in building up yourself on your most holy faith. That's my challenge to you today. And I pray that the word of the Lord would have take root in your heart, and that you would take these truths and begin to build yourself up and strengthen yourself in the things of the Spirit. Praise God. Let's pray today. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, that even though that we're weak, you tell us in your word, Lord, that when we're weak, you are strong. Lord, you can empower us through your word and by your Holy Spirit. Lord, you can empower us as we step up and step out to do your will. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would strengthen the body of Christ, both physically and spiritually, Lord. Strengthen us so that we can face these challenging times in the power of the Holy Spirit. Strengthen us, Lord, so that the world's influences will not have an impact upon us. But Lord, we would be able to walk and live in the Holy Spirit, live a life that's pleasing to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word today. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I really do appreciate all of you tuning in to our live stream service today. Just a reminder about next Sunday. Be sure and send those pictures in. You can send them to my wife. You can send them to Arlene Zocco, who is also helping put the slideshow together. Send them by email or by text. Send them by actual mail if you want to, or drop them by the house of the church in the next day or two so that can be completed for Mother's Day. And remember, next week, after the live stream service, all you moms, drive through and receive your gift. We look forward to seeing you all. Thank you for tuning in. If we can do anything for you, be sure and give us a call, 606-864-4811. Lord bless you. Have a great day.